I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yesterday, the remains of Cuban dictator Fidel Castro began a four-day processional to his final resting place. Dubbed the Caravan of Freedom, it's an ironic moniker considering Mr. Castro banned free speech and free press. Transworld Radio's Steve Shent says they're determined now, as much as ever, to advance the gospel in Cuba.
We have a project underway right now, which we're about 80% complete on, and that is to raise our power from 100,000 watts to 450,000 watts and be able to really put a powerful signal into Cuba so that on a daily basis, people can turn on their radio and hear good Christian programming and good sound biblical teaching that can have a strong input into their lives.
Just go to missionnews.org. And God always provides what we need when we need it. That's the theme behind this story from Angie Overholt of World Gospel Mission. She and her husband have been serving in Cholatuca, Honduras for many years in community development. And now, God is bringing a years-long dream to fruition.
Our goal was to try and somehow come up with a program to help the nurses' aides go on to get more education so that they would be better trained and better equipped to be able to take care of patients better in the communities and in the hospital.
In February, the Cholatuca School of Nursing will open. As with the other projects they do, education founded in scripture and biblical values is the basis of what they do. There are many ways to help this program grow, both financially and prayerfully. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's the Christian Aid Mission gift catalog at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.